So why are we worried about this? Is it important to estimate extinction rates? We generally are aware that many genes, species, and ecosystems are declining and will go extinct at some point in the future. However, locally, humans may be living in environments that are more species rich than ever before. Humans often increase local species richness by introducing many non-native species to their immediate environment, either intentionally or unintentionally. Our presence has resulted in many novel ecosystems with high alpha diversity comprised of unique mixes of native and non-native species that never naturally occurred together before. Humans, however, tend to favor a pretty specific subset of all the species out there, those that are somehow useful to us, the ornamentals, the agricultural species. So despite potentially increasing richness at the local scale, we tend to favor the same subset of species everywhere, resulting in biological homogenization overall. So even while we increase alpha diversity in the community around us, we are reducing beta diversity. It's important then to be able to document and know how fast global biodiversity is declining. Or is it? Maybe it's more important to focus on the causes of endangerment of individual species and ecosystems and put our energy into saving them. Perhaps what's most important is that we understand the ultimate and proximate causes of species declines. Ultimate causes are extinction factors that initiated the decline of populations, meaning sort of the first reason furthest back in time of why the species started declining in the first place. Whereas proximate causes of extinction are the final blow, the most recent event that precipitated the death or disappearance of the last individual. By understanding these ultimate and proximate threats, we can set policies and actions to reduce them.